With firefighters, I think all of them could benefit from more stretching.
Hey, Seattle Firefighters, this is Jen Pennington, your host at Listen Up L27, and today we welcome physical therapist, OCS, Tom Collins. Tom has years of experience working with veterans, athletes, and especially firefighters. Last time we talked a bit about working with younger recruits in the program that they have available now that will be rolling out in August of this year. But this time we're going to address those with more experience in getting older in this profession. It's a tough job, and while people are taught better ways to handle gear, hoses, packs, and equipment and other things, accidents happen. So Tom, what are some of the most common injuries you treat as a physical therapist?
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me back on the program. Appreciate it.
Well,
based on my years of clinical experience, the most common areas of pain are typically the knees, the low back, and the shoulder. I just think they tend to be the most vulnerable areas in all of us. And whether you're a firefighter or not, most people are going to get pain at some point in those areas. I just think that firefighters have higher physical demands, and so maybe they're a little higher risk for creating an injury to those areas.
What do you see as your role as the PT injury prevention specialist here at Station 2 Clinic?
Well, over time, it sort of evolved into a two-part service. Sometimes firefighters arrive with a specific pain complaint, so we'll focus on that, and I'll do a traditional physical therapy evaluation, and sometimes I'll apply some techniques and give them exercises to do and provide them with a couple of follow-up visits if needed to make sure everything's working okay. For those who aren't currently having an injury or pain, we have what we call the PT injury prevention screen, which kind of takes people through a series of tests and allows us to evaluate potential for injury. And then, you know, if we see something there, then it allows us to give them advice.
And, you know, as we talk about the PT injury prevention screening, what kinds of things are you measuring? What can you list any specifics that you're looking for?
Yeah, so first of all, when I started looking into it, there really wasn't a quote firefighter injury prevention screen. I tried to do a lot of research, and there was a lot of different tools out there. So what I did is I took information from the IAFF Wellness Fitness Initiative chapter on physical testing, and then I combined that with some tests from another group called Functional Movement Systems. And I combined all the tests and tried to find research that supported everything we were measuring so that I felt that it could be useful pieces of data. The big problem is there's not one thing you can measure that's going to predict whether or not somebody's going to have an injury. You have to gather a lot of data points and then kind of look at risk based on how many of these data points fall outside of the ranges you would like to see them in. So that being said, some of the stuff we look at are biometric measurements, and this would include height, weight, waist size, hip size, flexibility tests. These are, during the screen, are very generalized for the lower body, like ankle, hamstrings, and then, you know, the shoulders, things like that. We also look at the wrist flexibility. Then there's also things like functional movement patterns, so squatting, lunging, stepping over a hurdle. Single limb stability is another area where there's several tests that look at balance. Then we have several tests that focus on muscle endurance or strength symmetry from one side to the other. And then there's a test that also looks at power. So it's really a pretty broad spectrum of different activities. And at the end, we take all that information and we try to package it into a little feedback sheet and try to explain to them the areas where maybe they need to work on. And then they're always offered a follow-up session to address any of the things we identify if they choose to come back, which they don't always do.
So, Tom, let's talk a little bit about some of these contributing factors with regards to knee, low back, and shoulder pain. Do you see anything in relationship to the job that maybe firefighters need to be more cognizant of when they're out on a call or things like that?
Yeah, well, you know, each of those areas is sort of a, you know, it's a complex system and they're influenced by things around them. So, you know, let's talk about the knee, for instance. If, you know, you're having knee pain and let's say it's around your kneecap, well, we know the pain is at your knee, but why are you getting pain on the left knee but not the right one? Well, some of the things we would look at would include ankle flexibility. So, for instance, let's say somebody had broke their ankle playing sports in high school, and maybe that ankle doesn't move as well. What's particularly important is what we call ankle dorsiflexion. That's where your foot is moving upward towards your shin. And so if your ankle dorsiflexion is limited and you're doing a squatting movement, if you run out of that ankle flexibility, then you have to compensate. And that compensation usually involves turning your foot out and flattening your foot down so that you can steal motion from a relaxed midfoot. Then your knee moves inward, and that forces your kneecap to track more to the outside than it's designed to do. And so just something like that can create a problem at the knee. For the knee joint particularly, you know, you also have to look at the hip and lateral hip strength. If it's not strong enough, then you don't have enough stability. So anytime you're in a single leg stance position, you're not going to control your femur, which then can result in your knee moving in the same direction, kind of inward. I'm looking at somebody, I don't look just at their knee. I have to look above and below because both of those areas have a direct impact on what the knee's doing. So with firefighters, I think all of them could benefit from more stretching, right? I see a lot of stiff people come in, a lot of very strong people, sometimes a lot of very stiff people. And so stretching is something I think gets neglected a lot, especially down the lower body.
I feel like when you were explaining the knee thing, for some reason, I feel like I have that. So I'm going to be a little bit more careful about my ankles and my hips.
You're not alone.
As people are coming in to see you, what's the best way that they can schedule an appointment with you?
There's several ways. First, they can contact the Vera Whole Health scheduling number, which is 206-971-1365. I can also be reached at my email address, my work email address, which is Tom Collins, yes, just like the drink, at soundpt.com. And then I also have a Google Voice account, 425-666-9110. Either calling or texting works really well. I have it set up so that if I get a call or a text, I get an alert in my email and I know to go look right away. That's a very effective way to get a hold of me. The Vera Health System can schedule appointments, but I also have my own separate schedule that I can track things. And so feel free to contact either of those places and we can get you set up.
And we'll have all the links and information that you just gave out on this webpage for this episode. So I'm not worried about making sure that people get your information. So that'll be great. Tom, is there anything that you wanted to add?
I'm also available for consultation at any time. It doesn't have to be at the time of their medical exam. If they're having a problem and they just want some advice, they can schedule an appointment. I'd be happy to take a look at them. I'm not allowed to do ongoing physical therapy services. I'm, you know, a little bit off the grid in that way, but sometimes people aren't sure if they should go establish formal care, and that's where I can play a role at helping them avoid a bigger problem or something that might prevent them from work. You know, that's the main thing, is that I'm available outside of the time of their medical exam. I'm just here to provide a service for them.
And it's an amazing service you do provide. And if you haven't seen the physical therapy area up here at Station 2, it's a very, very big and spacious area. It looks pretty amazing from just having walked through.
Yeah, I think it's had a lot of previous lives. It was I think it used to be a movie theater at one time.
I think I heard that. Yeah. It was an old movie theater.
So who knows? You know, I'm just one in a long line of occupants, I guess.
Great. And thank you again for being here. And if you haven't and you've been thinking about it, schedule an appointment with Tom Collins. And Tom, we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
You bet. Thanks for joining us. Listen Up L27 is a Seattle Firefighter Healthcare Trust production. This podcast is produced by the Rhizome Collaborative. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.